Hello and welcome to Cracked Open, a podcast guiding you on your journey to becoming a vessel of unconditional love. This is your host, Beck Milonis, High Priestess, Channel, and Activator. Join me on this series as I share reflections, insights, and channel transmissions from my journey of walking the initiation path. Each episode is a unique transmission containing supportive frequencies to facilitate the deepest healing, activation, and reconnection with your soul. I invite you to open your mind and set the intention to receive this episode into your heart space. Let's go. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of Cracked Open, a podcast guiding you to becoming a vessel of unconditional love. Been a hot minute since I've jumped on here with a live podcast or a recent podcast. I've been going through quite the incredible, amazing, extensive process of birthing my book into the world, with it going through this process, which this book is about, which is the process of moving into my diamond light body and becoming crystalline, right? Moving from priestess to oracle. So this is one of the things I kind of want to touch on today. There's a few messages that want to come through me, which might feel a little bit like tough love for some people, right? So if you are inclined and you are the type of person to not want to deal with your shit, to not want to hear the thing that you need to hear, but you probably don't want to hear, then you're probably going to hate me as a result of the things that are going to come through me today. But I know that there are a lot of you on here who are very much walking a similar path to me, the diamond light path, right? The path to becoming crystalline, the path to being a master of what it is that you are here to embody, right? A master of your energy. And so this episode is really for you because there is this energy coming through, and I don't know if it's the current astrology, there's this energy pushing us, and it's the year of the dragon, guys. So that's all about highest potentials. That's all about our greatest, you know, unfolding our highest version. And there is this energy this year, and I'm really feeling it with this eclipse season, pushing us to our greatest potential, right? And in the process of that, it's showing us in all the ways which we are not living up to that, in which we where falling short, we are turning a blind eye, we're in avoidance, whatever it is, right? So the first thing I kind of want to speak into, and there's a grace underneath this, right? So I want you to know that first and foremost, I see you and I understand you, and please know I'm not bypassing the suffering that you are going through as a result of walking this path, because this has been my path. There has been a lot of suffering on this path for me, right? As a result of being on this path. And it wasn't until recently, as I started birthing this book and now the modality that's coming through it, that I'm realizing just how much that suffering was necessary for me to forge me like a diamond, right? To becoming the version of myself who is here to hold my mission, right? Let me repeat that. That suffering, the shit that I went through and that I'm going through, was necessary for me to be forged into the version of myself who was capable of birthing this offering, right? What does that mean? What it means is that we see a lot of stuff in the spiritual space, which is very love and light. It's very bypassing the human experience, very bypassing the human emotions. It's very much like, I'm going to ascend past my body and not deal with my human stuff, and I'm in the 5D because I'm eating fruit as my main diet, and I'm going to kirtan and dancing and all these things, right? I'm already in the 5D, and these people are thinking that they're in the fifth dimension. They're thinking that they're evolved. They're thinking that they are New Earth Masters leaders, but really they haven't actually addressed any of their human stuff, right? They haven't addressed anything in the lower chakras. They haven't addressed any of their attachment stuff. They haven't addressed any of their security stuff, their self-love stuff, their attachment styles, as I said, right? They haven't dealt with any of their separation from other stuff. So basically what they're projecting is an illusion of what it is to be enlightened. Being enlightened, being in the fifth dimension, being in this Christ consciousness state does not mean bypassing suffering and darkness. It fucking doesn't, right? I have to say that. It does not mean that you need to be beyond and above your emotions, that you don't have emotions, right? And that you don't acknowledge your emotions, and you wouldn't dare even speak into the emotions that you're feeling because it's not evolved, right? What it means is being able to have that experience and have mastery over that experience and transcend past it, right? And in order to have mastery, guys, we have to fucking deal with those things. We have to experience them. We have to learn how to have mastery over these dark aspects of ourselves. And when I say mastery, I mean integration, right? When I say mastery, I mean mastery over our emotions that are coming up, mastery over our body, mastery over our physical body, so we can command the amount of energy that moves through us, mastery over our mind, our thoughts, our beliefs, right? Mastery is what we came here for. That doesn't mean that in the process of mastery, we're not going to experience difficulty and suffering, right? People keep saying, and I keep hearing this like blatant fucking bypassing of the suffering that is necessary for some of you on this path, right? And I remember for years I would pray, God, take the suffering away. Why is this so hard? Why is this so difficult? Why am I incapacitated in bed every fucking day, suffering the way that I am? And now I see on the other side of that suffering that that suffering was grace. That suffering was me being put into the place where I needed to be in order to have mastery over myself, mastery over my emotions, mastery over my energy, mastery over my mind, mastery over my belief system, right? If I hadn't gone through the things that I went through, the things that were so fucking difficult, if I wasn't squeezed the way that I was squeezed, I wouldn't be here being able to do what I'm doing now, right? I wouldn't be able to birth the book that's coming out of me, which is going to change so many fucking people's lives. I wouldn't be able to birth the modality that's coming alongside this book, right? And so this is what I want to say to you. Don't think that because it's hard or it's difficult or because you're in suffering that you're missing it, that you're missing something, that you're on the wrong path, that you're heading in the wrong direction. Because for many of you, that suffering is exactly what is required for you. Like a diamond, right? Your diamond, this is the diamond light path. Diamonds are not forged out of ease and grace. Diamonds are forged under pressure. They are squeezed and squeezed and squeezed until they become fucking crystalline. And they are rare, guys. Do you sign up for this path to be squeezed in this way and to not bend under the amount of pressure that you have been under and are going under? And I see you and I feel you, and I know that there are those of you on here, and I'm speaking to you now, who feel like you have been squeezed and squeezed and squeezed, and you're like, I can't fucking, there's just like, how much more can I be squeezed, right? When is this gonna let up? Think about the kind of soul you are to have signed up for your initiation process in that way. You are the one who said, I'm gonna go and be squeezed so fucking hard and be pushed to my absolute limit, my mental limit, my emotional limit, my energetic limit, my physical limit, right? Every possible limit that I can be pushed to, so I can literally birth a fucking pathway for people to walk behind me. This is what Jesus did. Whoa, I feel this in my whole body, right? This is what Jesus did. He set a template for us to become Christ within ourselves. Christ is not a figure outside of us. Christ is within us. That is what Christ consciousness is. That is what this diamond light path is. That is what the process of moving from carbon to crystalline is. It's being squeezed and squeezed and squeezed so fucking tight that we literally change form. And that's not comfortable, guys. So stop resisting the struggle. Like, stop. I don't want to say the struggle. No, let's rephrase that. Stop resisting where you're at, is what I want to say. If you're going through stuff that is squeezing you so tight and it's making you deal with these things that are so uncomfortable and so painful, so debilitating, whatever it is, please know this is what you require to reach the point where you can detach from that, right? We can only let go of suffering once we've experienced suffering enough to then be like, I'm ready to not experience suffering, right? I'm going to choose not suffering. And some of us are in human bodies that have different, or human personalities or identities that have different ideas to what our soul has for us. Our soul has this path, has this plan lined up for us that is so much fucking bigger than what our little human can comprehend. And our little human is so frustrated being like, This is what I desire, and why aren't I there yet? And where's the money? And where's the clients? And where's this thing? And where is that? And it's like, fuck, if you had have had all of that stuff, if you had have had all the stuff when you wanted the stuff, you would not have become the person that you are meant to be to hold your mission, right? I could not understand, like, really, I couldn't understand the amount of suffering that I went through when all of this stuff opened up for me. For years, I still go through suffering, guys. And it's like the pressure is unbelievable. And I'm wondering, how is it like this? How is it so difficult, right? Surely there's an easier way. And I'm really only really understanding it's required to be this way. And I want to talk about initiation, right? Actually, no, I want to talk about ascended master. Well, it's kind of the same thing, right? If you think about an ascended master, I don't know if anyone here has read the Sophia Code, but if you read every single one of those ascended masters, or you even think about Christ, every one of them had a story of some sort of fucking suffering or struggling or experience that they went through, which was traumatic, and they had to transcend and evolve past that experience and past that experience of suffering in order to become Christed, in order to become these embodiments of love, embodiments of Christ, embodiments of God, embodiments of consciousness, right? They had to be squeezed so tight that they let go of their human identity, their human preferences, their human attachments, their human judgments of this is suffering or it's good or bad. Like, no, it just fucking is exactly what it needs to be, right? Every single one of them. You don't become an ascended master. You don't become your highest version of self without going through some shit, right? So this is the tough love piece for you, and I'm speaking to you as someone who has suffered, right? Years I couldn't get out of fucking bed because of the intensity of the energy that was moving through me, and that was completely derailing my life. Couldn't hold down a fucking job. I still really can't hold down like a 9-to-5 job, right? It's not possible for me. I've sacrificed so many fucking things to walk this path. Like it's affected my relationships, it's affected my finances, it's affected my health beyond belief. I struggle with debilitating mental health stuff because of these states and these experiences. And you know what? I don't regret any of it, right? From this perspective, where I'm coming out now the other side, and I'm like, holy shit, I understand. I understand what I had to go through because it required me to go through that in order to have mastery of my energy. To have mastery of my emotions, guys. If you are walking the path of initiation, right? Here is the fucking truth. And this is a part of me. And you can see I've got my Isis necklace if you're listening, right? I've been really reclaiming this part of me of a priestess and an oracle who initiates people on this path of high mysteries, right? This is not going to resonate with everyone, but I feel like a lot of you who listen to my podcast, this will resonate with you. If you have walked this initiation path before and you're walking it again in this lifetime, I want to tell you that this lifetime is going to look different to the previous initiations that you've gone through because there is no temple, right? There are no teachers. Well, for me anyway, I'm self-initiated, right? So this is the experience. There were no teachers teaching me what this energy was moving through my body. There were no teachers teaching me what not to, what door not to fucking open in the quantum, so I accidentally opened to some shit that then fucked me up for months, right? There were no teachers teaching me how to master my thoughts, to master my willpower, how to master every fucking muscle in my body so there's resistance in my muscles. So when the energy and all the life force that wants to flow through me in order to do my job doesn't fuck me up and render me incapacitated and fry my nerves, right? No one taught me any of that shit, and I had to learn it myself through direct initiation and experience through going through it and trial and error. I'm also a three line guys, which means that I have to try a bunch of shit before I'm like, oh no, wait, this doesn't work that way, right? It's experiential. A lot of you are walking this initiation path, initiating yourselves through your experiences. So your initiation in this life looks very different to if you're in a temple in Egypt, for instance, or in a Mayan temple, right? In those lifetimes, do you know, and there is memory coming through here for you to access, like, whoo, I feel that now. Past life, just remember, drop in with me, close your eyes and drop in and remember the process of intense initiation that you went through, right? The intense initiation that you went through to be able to do the mission that you are trying to do now in this human body. right? Those same gifts, the same capacity to move energy, to channel, to whatever it is, right? Similar mission, different timeline. To have those faculties online, think about just open your mind and let your soul show you what that actually fucking took, right? We're talking complete devotion, your whole life devoted to a temple. Every fucking day of your life, hours and hours and hours of practice around mastery, mastery of your emotions, right? Being able to command into your emotional body immediately to go from one emotion to another, right? To go from one extreme to another, to be able to command intense love, to be able to command intense grief, to be able to command intense fear, whatever it is, to command emotions so you can control them and realize that everything comes from within you, right? That's emotional. Thoughts. To be able to master your thoughts, not only to be able to master your thoughts, to be able to master telepathically communicating with people, right? Hours and hours and hours of training, sitting under trees, meditating, right? Trying to become the tree, trying to feel the tree, trying to merge with the tree. Trying to master sound and vibration and frequency, trying to master your body, hours and hours and hours of physical practice to master your body so you could control every single muscle. You create resistance in your body, right? And then there's the hours and hours and hours and hours and hours once you've gotten that stuff down of then mastering your energy, mastering your kundalini, mastering your life force, mastering through tantric practices with a partner, right? Like all of these things, mastering then the tools that you would go and learn to support all of this, mastering how to work with the pyramids, right? Mastering how to bilocate, mastering how to move through space and time. Mastery is what it was, right? You devoted your whole fucking life to that. So, what makes you think that in this lifetime, to bring all of those memories, all those gifts, all those capacities online, it's not going to take mastery. It's not going to take a process for you to be self-initiated in this way. And I'm not saying that necessarily you need to go find a mystery school and train in this way. No, because I believe we are here to bring it online really quickly now. But there will still be a process of initiation for you. Because honestly, to bring on, this is what I'm really, I'm like, how the fuck didn't I die? Frankly, like the amount of energy that I command through my body now, I'm very, and I say this with humility because it's not my energy, right? Source running through me. It is not me. I can't say that I claim that energy. No, my human is like, holy shit, this is a lot, right? But I'm very surprised I didn't die, guys. Because I had no fucking idea what I was getting myself into when my kundalini spontaneously awoke. And it left me nearly paralytic, right? For a long time. I'm not complaining. What I'm saying is that somehow, now, to me, looking back in hindsight, those 5 years in bed, those 5 years being attacked by dark entities and having to fend them off, all of those karmic relationships which cracked my heart open and made me release my attachments, all the times I went broke and had to trust and surrender, right? All these things that I had to go through that sucked at the time, I understand them now as my initiation. They were my initiation. I'm always going through this initiation process. We all are, because we can always evolve and grow more, right? But the diamond light path of the oracle, of the priestess, of those who are, of you who are here to embody this Christ within you, oh, right? You're here to embody that within you so you can literally pave pathways of light for people to walk behind. You're doing this for the first time in thousands and thousands of years, right? It has not been done in this way for a really long time. It's not an easy path to walk, right? So please know this is the path that you're on if you're being squeezed, and it fucking sucks. If you're finding, like this year particularly, like I said, the energy's super heavy, right? It's really hard. I'm just gonna say it. I'm just gonna fucking say this year the energy has felt heavy and hard, and I'm not saying that as a excuse to be miserable, because no, I'm still writing a whole fucking book. I'm still showing up. I'm still talking to you guys on this podcast, right? I'm still building my modality, which I'm like, oh my, of course I had to go through all this shit. Because if I didn't go through this shit, then I wouldn't be able to help you guys to make it easier. And this is why we do it, because we're here to birth the template for other people, right? We're birthing the template for other people. This is what Jesus did. In going through what he did, in the hardship, in the way that he did, Sorry. He then embodied the template that other people could access by following behind him, right? So, like, let that fucking sink in, right? This is a time when there's not just one messiah, there's not just one master, there's like so many of us reincarnating here because this is a pivotal time where many people can awaken their Christ consciousness. This is a shift. This is, we've literally been, I like, this is such a cliche thing that people say this, but you have literally been preparing for this for fucking lifetime. So get out of your victimhood and feeling sorry for yourself. I'm sorry, I have to say it, right? Like, I love you. I love you. I love you. But this is about so much more than you, right? And everything that you were going through, one day you're going to look back and be so fucking grateful you did. And I just need to say that, right? So try to take that perspective, right? Try and zoom out and take that perspective next time you're really being squeezed. And I know that, like, I'm the first fucking person to admit when you're in it, it feels so real and you want to identify with it. And I'd want to punch me in the face a couple of days ago if I was listening to this rant and I was like, fuck, Beck, you shut up, bitch. Like, you don't know what it's like. It's so hard, the suffering, right? So I get it. It's frustrating to hear it. But I'm telling you, in these moments where you come out of that human for a second and you can look like from outside, look at yourself and understand, oh, fuck, okay, I get it, right? I'm at a point now where I'm not even praying for God to take the suffering away. There was a point where every day I would pray, God, please take the suffering away, make it stop, make it stop. And now I'm like, I understand that this suffering is grace and thank you. And it would be nice if you made it easier, but I also understand if you can't make it easier because for whatever reason I need to go through this. So please at least surround me with grace, right? And support me moving through this so I can make it out the other side. Guys, so please pray to your team, to your soul team, to your higher self for support. Because, yes, while this is fucking difficult, and it is meant to be difficult by design in a way, and that's not to, again, that's not to like reiterate any martyrdom or suffering templates where it has to be hard and you have to suffer. Because at the same time, it also gets to be beautiful and easy and light. But this is, I'm speaking to a specific amount of people who are. Really, like, really, 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 you're being squeezed this year, particularly, right? Heavy energy this year. You're really being squeezed. And I see you. And I hear this a lot. It's not just me. I'm hearing it a lot over the past couple of months. Everyone's like, what the fuck happened? Like, since December, things are really heavy. I don't know, guys. And I'm a channel, right? I feel things. I feel the collective energy. And it's been really, really heavy, right? So if you're really feeling that, you get to ask for help and support. You get to say, hey, contracted soul team. This is another thing, right? Mastery over your channel, guys. Some of you are channelers and you don't have mastery over your channel and you're letting all sorts of other people's shit affect you. And the reason why you're going through that is so you can learn will, you can learn discipline, you can learn mastery over your channel to be like, is it really a priority for me to be channeling in all these different fucking galactic races and every other person's soul codex for them, like, is it really a priority for me right now in my mission, in my timeline, in my evolutionary path? Is it a priority? Because you can channel something doesn't mean that you should, right? So, mastery over your channel. So, you're not out there as a medium just channeling whatever fucking spirit wants to pop through your channel. No, we have to have mastery over ourselves, right? So, I said that, but. You can ask your soul team, okay, where am I holding contracts where I'm making this more difficult than it needs to be? I understand that to some degree it's going to be difficult because it's an initiation process, right? To some degree, it's going to be difficult. But where am I holding on to templates that are not serving me? So recently I uncovered I still had a fucking collective clearing thing, right? I was still clearing stuff for the collective after asking so many times to have it cleared. Didn't clear, and I've been asking this for like 4 years. I don't want to clear any more collective shit, please, right? And it took me clearing something else in my sacred mission heart, which is a deeper layer of something, for me to clear that to then finally be able to be like, okay, you no longer have to clear collective shit, right? But it took me asking and inquiring, hey guys, can you please, when I go to bed, make sure I have the energy that I require to feel revitalized? Hey guys, when I'm going to sleep, higher self, soul teams, oversoul network, whatever it is, put me in a little incubator, give me the right energy to support me to integrate everything that's going on so I can wake up feeling refreshed. And I do not want to do soul work in my sleep, right? Before I used to start saying that, I would feel so unrested in the morning because my soul was off doing all sorts of other parallel fucking missions when my human's trying to sleep. And it's like, we need to be discerning what is for us and what is not for us. Like, what's a priority in this lifetime and what's not? Because I'm telling you, when you're walking this fucking path, it's hard enough as it is without then having 50 other missions on top of that that are running congruently, right? Of stuff that you also have to do, right? So, what are you carrying that you don't need to be carrying that's not yours? It's the first question thing to look at. What are you latched into or tapped into or open to or streaming that is not actually for your highest good and it's not your priority? What grids are you connected to that are not for your highest good? What channels are streaming and open that don't need to be streaming and open, right? What are you consuming? This is for me. I'm really having to look at my fucking diet and it's not comfortable. And I'm like, okay, I get it, right? What are you putting in your body? What are you surrounding yourself with, right? All this stuff to make it easier, right? And it's not that it's going to stop the pain and suffering, but it's going to make it a lot easier for you to endure the necessary journey that you have to go through to be initiated in this way, right? Your masters. And this is what I want to leave you on because I know some of this has been very dark, goddessy, and fucking calling you out because that's what I love to do. And I do it to myself too, believe me. Like, I'm saying all of this, and everything that I've said is stuff that I've had to say to myself and the harsh realizations I've had to have within myself, right? So I'm absolutely not saying this from a point of like, I haven't experienced all of these things and I haven't fucked up and had a little tantrum or, like lost mastery or streamed something I shouldn't have streamed or whatever else, guys. Like, I'm saying this stuff to you because I have been through it, right? And so I know it's a journey, it's constant. I'm here to be an example to you of what it is to walk this fucking path and be really human and fuck it up. And that's basically what the whole book is, right? So it's just basically me roasting myself. No, I'm kidding. It's me openly, vulnerably sharing what this actually takes because I feel like a lot of people don't talk about it, right? And this is circling back to the start, these new earth leaders, these people who are saying, gets to be easy all the time and I just manifest my best reality. And it's like, sure, for some people who signed up for that experience in this incarnation, yeah, it does get to be like that. It gets to be like that. But for some of us who are birthing whole fucking modalities and who are paving the way forward in some huge way, doesn't get to be like that, right? There's certain soul contracts which we have to honor before it gets to be like that, and then it gets to be like that. So if that resonated, go back to my very first ever episode where I talk about soul versus ego, and that will give you a really good idea. I feel like I've been ranting. I also feel like this year, this energy that we're in, this is the last thing that I'm going to end on, is where all of that is going to get called the fuck out. People saying that they're embodied in something, people saying that they're masters, people saying, oh, I'm in the new earth. All of that shit is going to come up for us to see who is actually honest, who is true, and who is really truly living and embodying what it is that they preach, right? So that's all I'm going to say. I also feel like, oh, I could go into this and launch into this whole thing around spiritually bypassing, around the stuff in the collective, but I feel like I'm not going to, right? Not today. I'm sure there'll be another podcast when I start releasing the book where I start sharing that, right? Have compassion with your beautiful self, with your beautiful human who has no fucking idea what your soul signed up for, and it's like being dragged, kicking and screaming, and it's in all of the suffering and it doesn't get it. Trust that your soul knows, that your soul will not put you through anything that you cannot handle. I say this a lot on here, but it's just a reminder that you are going through your initiation right now, right? And it's exactly what you require to birth the work that you are here to bring into the world, right? To be your highest version of self, to release all of that which does not serve, which is not truly who you are. And that's all I'm going to say today, guys. So much love. I'm sending you all so much love out there. Please keep an eye out on more stuff around my book. It's coming out in a couple months. I don't know why I said that because it's quite a while away, but if this episode resonates and you see it in the future, know that there is a book that's going to go into all of this in detail coming out, or maybe it's already out. So that is my message, beautiful souls. If this resonated and you would like support because you really truly feel like you're walking this initiation path and you have no support, you have no one to hold you through this process, you just would like some support from someone who gets it and who can see you and who can support you in whatever way it is that you are required energetically right now, please reach out for me. as I am opening myself up again for mentorship to work with people in a higher, much higher capacity. We're talking like mysteries and initiations. We're talking like sacred mysteries, deep ancient wisdom and knowledge. We're talking activating pyramids, working with ley lines. We're talking dragon energy. We're talking working with the dragon lines, which is the ley lines, it's the same kind of thing. Working with the Kundalini, bilocation, telepathy, right? We're talking some high level mastery stuff. So if that pings, if that feels like fuck, like finally I've been waiting for her to like fully claim that this is what she's here to do, come see me, come talk to me, send me a message, and we can talk about mentorship. As I said, I am in the middle of actually putting together a modality, right? So I'm birthing a modality right now, which is a really big fucking deal. And it is the modality that people would go through back in the days in Egypt, in Lemuria, in Atlantis, in Maya, right? The modality that enabled people to do this work that I'm here to share, which is good work, which is activating pyramids and all sorts of magical things. So there is so much juiciness coming your way, guys. Stay safe, stay chilled, stay compassionate and loving with yourself. And that is me and my rant over for today. Mwah! Much love, and until next time, beautiful souls. Thank you for listening to another episode of Cracked Open. Don't forget to hit subscribe and share with a friend if this episode has served you in any way. For more information about the work that I do or to get in touch with me, read the show notes or head to beckmylonis.com. Until next time, beautiful soul.